In James chapter 3, verse 7, James says that all kinds of animals, birds, reptiles, creatures of the sea, they've all been tamed by mankind, but no one can tame the tongue. Now that doesn't sound very encouraging, but it does sound realistic. And you've probably noticed it's difficult to have self-control with your tongue. And in this chapter, James keeps highlighting that we have responsibility. I mean, it's an incredible gift to be able to communicate and speak, and at the same time with our words, because they have such impact on other people, we need to be kind and caring and choose our words carefully and prayerfully. So, taming your tongue, how's it going so far? Is your tongue out of control? A lot of people who follow Jesus, they really struggle with cursing. And so you might want to think about the old adage, garbage in, garbage out. What kind of things are you listening to? Listen to God's word. That's such a powerful, positive influence, and it changes the way you'll talk with other people. There might be some things coming in that shouldn't be coming in, and because they are coming in so often, well, they're also coming out of your mouth. So think through some of that input, and then also check. You know, if cursing is a situation where, you know, it's happening a lot in your life, then is it just a habit, or is there a deeper heart piece? And so a deeper heart piece might be you're just really frustrated where your life is right now, you're not trusting God, you might be bitter at some other people, and so there's some unresolved stuff on a deep level that then leads to that cursing. Or it could just be more of a shallow, you know, it's a habit and I just do it once in a while, but there's still practical help for that too. But be honest and take that inventory, figure out what's really going on, and then ask God's help. And God will help you so that what flows out of your mouth, it is so good for other people when they hear it, and it does great things in their life.